brought to you almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It sips, suds, and smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Suds, suds, suds. It's time for more suds.
That's the sound we want to hear.
Or a really horrible sour candy.
Welcome, everyone. This is a sud segment where we discuss all the good things in life.
Really?
Well, and also the stuff we're going to discuss today.
There you go.
I'm one of your hosts, good old gal Juliana, and with me today at the table is good old boy Kendall.
It's always good to see your beautiful face and these two.
Aww.
Wait, who is he calling beautiful? You or me? Because I think he was looking at me.
Wow. Good old boy Mike. Hi.
Yeah. You know, so when you show up at like the marketing discussion and they ask for volunteers to test something, this is that moment where I've made yet a questionable decision to raise my hand and go, sure, I'm in.
Yeah, it's one of those days.
And how many years later? Yeah.
Yeah.
Good old boy Dave, how are you?
All right, all right, all right.
And that is going to sum up our episode, isn't it?
I think this will sum up our episode.
It'll get worse before it gets better.
Yes, that's very true. I am quite confident that may be the name of this episode. It's going to get worse before it gets better.
Oh, don't give everything away. Well, today we begin another summer of questionable decisions.
Oh my goodness.
What? Here we go.
Here we go.
With a second look at hard seltzer. It's clear, it's fruity, and it's fizzy. Well, I mean, I guess that says it all, right? Oh, and it has a little bit of alcohol in it. Anything else we need to cover?
It's low calorie.
Well, that's about it. Clear, fizzy, fruity, low cal. Great episode, everyone. I'd like to thank all of our co-hosts today.
Whoa, Dave, hold on. Okay, the episode isn't over. We still have to taste and discuss about a dozen hard seltzers.
Yeah, that's what I was hoping to avoid.
Well, we're all here, Dave, but these are the sacrifices that we make for our audience. For anyone who wants to go back and listen to the first episode on hard seltzer, you can check out episode 279 titled, Do I Look Skinnier?
And the answer to that question, Mike, is no.
Rude! Come on! So today we're going to be blind tasting several hard seltzers. I mean, our plates are full here. A few of them were some of our favorites from that previous seltzer episode, while the rest are a mix of macro and craft brands. I, as always, have a list. Yes, the list.
A list of pain.
You're on the list, buddy.
I'm always on the list.
And I know what we're tasting, while my co-hosts will be giving their unbiased opinions based solely on flavor, aroma, and overall enjoyability.
Syrupy garbage.
All right, good old boy Mike, please honor us with your suds ratings.
Yep. So we're going to be discussing and rating these hard seltzers with these suds ratings, plus our signature belching sounds. So I'm going to like channel, you know, summer with surfers while I'm talking about, you know, our tasty suds ratings for today. So number one is, dude, like that sucks. Give me anything but a Bud Light seltzer or a Bud Light. So, like, we talk about the deuce, but number two is, was that a can, a hard seltzer in your pocket, or you're just, like, glad to see me? So, my mom always says that I'm her favorite third child, but, oh, what a relief. All these seltzers are, like, getting me ready for the bikini season. So, you know, I had like a brother, but he was really the favorite, and he was number four. And body should really not ingest this much natural fruit flavoring. It's like, in quotes, natural, you know? Like, yeah, those are real natural honey.
Way to convey that.
Yeah, so I believe that you should always hold up your hand and go five, man, because that's always the best thing to and say, listen to that hang time. Never mind. I don't think we'll be giving out any fives today, so you're not going to be hearing that anyway.
This will be the last time that sound is played on this
episode. should we play it several times just as an honorary moment?
Just so everyone remembers what a five would sound like. Yep.
Well, the artificially flavored beverage in front of me is just not getting it. Wow.
Okay. Well, thank you. That was exceptional.
First products, man. Yes. Negative three.
Yeah.
It's not that
let's
bad.
Let's get into the seltzers.
Do we have to?
We
do. It's like super legit, and whatever's in it, it's got to be good.
No. It's like watermelon, raspberries, you know, not. No.
Yeah,
like
so.
Watermelon, strawberry.
Here's what we're going to do is we're going to, you know, we'll throw up our gang signs to say what we rate it. But anybody who can guess the actual fruit flavors in it.
Wow.
Yeah, you get bonus points.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's raspberry. It smells a little bit like a raspberry candy.
I'm going to say there's lime in it.
Lime. Wow. That's interesting.
Raspberry lime?
Mike, you said watermelon?
I'm going to go with watermelon salt.
Maybe a little diarrhea.
Hey, now.
It tastes better than it smells. I'll give it that.
Yeah, the smell on it is a little
it's like
offensive.
Yeah, candy.
Yeah.
Not the good kind.
It's like when you stick your nose all the way in the bag of hard candy and you're like...
Inhale the dust?
Yeah. You're like, okay, that's not happening.
Well, I did drink all mine, but...
Wow.
That's just what I
did. Did you get a free t-shirt, Dave?
Did you chug it?
I did not chuggle.
Yeah. The color is almost fluorescent. I mean, you got to give it that. It's... sets it apart from the crowd. But wow, I'm getting like a lot of seltzer on this, you know, like
it's a bittering finish, you know, on the back end of this that's not pleasant at all. So there doesn't seem to be a sense of balance between the sugars in this. And
from what I understand, there's a couple of different ways that people are doing seltzer. Some of them take like cane sugar, whatever, and then ferment that, and then distill it and make alcohol, and then you add the fruit flavor. And then I think some people are taking seltzer and adding some booze and jacking some fruit in it or something.
Gotcha. I wonder if this one is taking seltzer and then adding the stuff to it. You know what I mean?
This is just a bad idea.
Yeah, it's very seltzer.
This wasn't made with love.
No.
Okay, I'm going to say that. It was
made with hate.
Okay. So... we're going to go with a suds rating of 2.
Wow.
All right.
Now.
The big unveil. What is this one?
Yeah. Coming in from Belching Beaver.
That was on the show before.
Oh, man.
Yeah. This is their hard seltzer. It's spiked sparkling water, raspberry, and blackberry, made with real fruit, not clear fruit.
How much? What was the ABV on that one?
5.5% ABV and 110
calories. So no winners have guessed my fruit.
Yeah. All right.
Sorry.
I thought I said raspberry.
Yeah. Yeah. Kendall said raspberry.
Did you say raspberry?
I did say raspberry.
Was your toe wiggling?
No. But I that day was right. Raspberry and lime would have been good call. I didn't get the blackberry at all.
No.
Yeah.
But.
So Kendall's ahead. One to nothing.
Well, it tastes like watermelon with salt. I don't care what's on the can.
All right. Let's go to B.
Really?
Well, this one is completely clear.
True.
Looks like water.
There's a lot of sugar on this one.
This one smells better than the last one, but I almost feel like the last one tasted better.
It doesn't smell bad.
It's almost like a plastic.
But it's like a fake cherry.
Cherry. See, yeah, I think it's cherry.
I can go with that.
Yeah, we are all in agreement on that.
It's red icy.
Like a fruit roll-up cherry, because it has that, you know.
So this shows my age, but it reminds me of the red icy at Kmart.
Yes, dude. Mm. Yes.
That is dead on right there.
But not nearly as good.
I actually kind of like it, because I'm a sucker for a red icy.
But like the thing about the red icy, though, is this is like a washed out version of that.
Yes. Yeah, the whole bittering component of being a seltzer is really lost with this. This tastes like sugar water to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With sparkling sugar water.
It does. And I find this actually more enjoyable.
I like it better than the last, but that's true. I'm still a 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We are going to rate this one a 2.
Okay. Sorry, I couldn't find the button. But that's okay. I almost hit 5. I did. I was veering towards 5.
This is the White Claw Black Cherry.
Which, at the previous show, this was a 4.
Wow.
No way. Yes. In 2018, in a flight of 40-ish or 25 hard seltzers.
We had a White Claw, we rated a 4.
We rated it a 4.
Our seltzer palates are becoming more discerning.
Well, to be fair, Sparky was on that show, and since he's not here, I'm going to blame him.
Yeah, he was repping it then.
He's a cherry whore.
He does say that. Yeah, so it was Sparky's fault.
5% ABV, 100 calories.
Oh, yeah. I'll just keep my ankles thin.
Well, yes. Okay.
Nice. His thin, girlish ankles.
But at least this one was less offensive.
Was it?
Yeah. I'm just going to say why.
Why bother?
I don't know back. Why you would buy this.
We'll be back with more Seltzer Thoughts in just a minute.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love.
Welcome back, everyone. So we are continuing our summer of questionable decisions. And
it's a torture fest.
We're questioning a lot of decisions right now.
We are. So this is Hard Seltzer 2.0. Yeah.
Helter Seltzer. The day after.
I like this one better than the first two.
No.
We have managed to get through 2, and now we're working on C.
This one actually tastes like if I closed my eyes and didn't look at it, I could almost believe there might be some fruit in it.
So the first thing I said was ambrosia salad. It's probably a bit more orange, more citrus forward on this. I'm going to stick with it's like an orange tangerine Pellegrino. I think would probably be, you know, something along that line.
Very citrusy, kind of a fruit bomb. I was leaning a little more towards a fruit punch, but you're right. It's a citrusy fruit punch.
I'm thinking like pink grapefruit.
Doesn't have enough
pith.
Yeah, or bitterness. You know,
I think it's got pith. I think this is a glass full of pith.
So it has a ton of sugar in it.
It's so much sugar. It's like a soda. It's almost like drinking a soda than a seltzer.
Yeah. This is another one that there's no bittering component. It's not even, this is still, I mean, it's not even sparkling at all. This is totally like a
this is dead to
juice.
Mike.
It is dead to Mike.
It's a 4% juice.
Syrupy garbage.
It's a great color.
Thinking of a really low number. Yeah. Yeah, I'm gonna...
It rhymes with hero.
Yeah. Let's stick with
I'm giving it this.
Whoa.
Wow.
And I'm in the same camp as Dave on that because
yes.
It's not.
Are you bucking for a 50-gallon drum to show up at your front door?
No, but like
a new sponsor for the show.
As far as seltzers go, this to me is tolerable because it doesn't have that hard seltzer flavor, and it actually tastes like some kind of a fruit.
Bad idea.
You know, because that's what drinking hard seltzer is about, finding one that's tolerable. Yes.
I don't think there is such a thing. All right, we'll see at the bottom of this.
All right.
Pool. Well, there was a one, a two, and two threes.
So yeah. So
I guess it's still a two, but
we'll say a two. All
right. Very generous.
But it was contentious. I think the seltzers started to turn us against each other. Oh, okay.
Wow.
So now in 2018. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so this is the Bravazzi Hard Italian Soda Blood Orange. Yeah. Yes.
That was a four.
Hey, I got 2018.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
4.2% ABV. Dave?
No, we don't have music for that.
Anything?
Anything? Any music? Just a bell? You know, applause?
No, I definitely don't have applause. Here, I'll give you that.
God, that hurt.
I think I broke my finger.
So I remember that the Italian sodas did really well in the blind.
Yeah,
I think they won of the top three. I think they had two of the top three.
That was the top one.
Really?
Yeah, that was the blood orange. The other two, that one was rated a four. The other two were rated threes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I don't think I'd go back to that again.
Well, you know, we've all grown since all right. then. And
we've changed. Grown. Fourth, yes.
Number D.
Okay. Yeah. Number D.
Number D. Wow. Would you grow up in Tennessee?
Ugh. Okay. This is just not happening. Wow.
They're not even freaking trying.
All right. My gosh. So this is like I'm going to go with lemon lime. Lime. Yeah, lime is the dominant.
It's like a bad, salty margarita mix. Mm-hmm.
So this thing is like...
That's good.
It's kind of off-white or off-clear.
It's just off.
Yeah, it looks kind of milky in the
not
middle.
Much, like. Not much aroma.
And just like it's a kind huge, of, almost like a carbonic acid bite from the...
Yeah. So this definitely has a seltzer, you know, bittering component to it.
Yeah, it does.
So like a this powdery, is not a sugar bomb.
And it's like a powdery finish.
Yeah, like you had a pixie stick.
Yeah. This is like something your grandma would give you if you were, you know, had a cold or something.
Yeah, this tastes like something pulled out of grandma's basement from 28 years ago.
You know, when I was a kid. You fish for that.
Or like the old powder Gatorade from years ago. Yeah, you know what I mean?
That's not a bad. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick with my fruit guess as lemon lime, although I think lime is definitely.
I think probably lime.
Is kind of lime, very dominant. I am going to say at least it's a seltzer.
The ones have it.
All righty.
Wow.
Yeah, right.
Wow. That's going to linger.
And our, wow.
Ranch Water Original Hard Seltzer, made with 100% agave and natural lime juice.
There you go.
Well, you had it. You said it was margarita mix that had gone bad.
80 calories, 4% ABV.
I've heard a lot about these guys, but I'm not a fan of that one.
Yeah.
Boy.
Okay.
I think they got something else from the ranch mixed in that can. Maybe some poo-poo or...
You know. I'm thinking that is
little
perfect
dirt.
For somebody that likes to eat salsa out of a can. You know, can't stand the thought. It's, you know, the tomatoes got like all squishy and stuff when I tried to cut them, you know. I like the salsa out of the can.
See,
the way
I
it pours and plops down. That's the way it should be. Because that's the way it all is always at the restaurant, kind of, you know, soupy.
I think if you dropped a shot of tequila and a little bit of Cointreau in that
thing. And threw that can away.
And maybe just drank the tequila.
Or you'd
have a good start to a great decision.
With Texas cuisine, though, you know, and like all those tomato-based things and like Tejano stuff, maybe I could see this working for...
I think it would work for Mexican food. Yeah, as long as it wasn't too overpowering.
Right. I think if you're just looking for something to... You know, to keep it going down. Like
a little fit, you know.
I don't know. If you drink too much of that, it's going to be coming up. But I would use it as a mixer. If I was ever going to ever have any of that ever again, it would have to be mixed with something that tasted a lot better.
Yeah, I like where Dave was headed. You know, you should get some tequila, some Cointreau. And, you know, some limes and throw away that can. So I would probably give this to a friend or a relative that didn't know the difference. You know, they think that it's all Mexican food and we were, you know, eating something from Argentina. And I'd go, here, try this. you know, that's who I would probably give it to. You know what? I got a whole six pack right here with your name on it.
So you think Corona has a little too much flavor? Well, try this.
Yes. Oh, you want Corona Light? Listen, I got something that came in just this week. Way better.
Corona Extra Light.
Yeah, you know, this won't get, your ankles won't swell with this. Go ahead, chug it.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Moving on.
Number E. Just for you, Dave.
Oh, my.
And what a pretty color this is.
Pretty in pink. Smells, you know what? You know what? If this is, if pink had a smell.
Oh, my God.
This is what pink would smell like.
Strawberry soda.
And I'm not talking about the singer because I don't think she smells
like this. That's it. It's almost like a strawberry knee-high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, kids don't know what that tastes like anymore.
Okay.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Yeah.
This reminds me of the strawberry hard candies that you can get at the grocery store. The one that has like the red packaging with the green. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Tastes like plastic strawberries.
And there's like some little sort of gel or something in the middle when you crack it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, never eat the jelly. They didn't tell you that?
That's a preservative.
Yeah, I'm going to stick with strawberry, you know, for this for sure. It does not suck. So it has a sweetness to it and some balance. There's some bitterness off the back end. This is the first one we've had that I can say, wow, of all the things that suck, this one doesn't. Yeah.
It's a big bunk ball.
It has that balance thing going on.
Yeah, you get a little bit of the seltzer at the end, but you're actually getting, like,
somebody actually did some time and research on making this one.
Yeah, yeah. There's a little something going on here.
I don't like it.
It tastes better than it smells. It just smells like cheap strawberry, fake strawberries.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
I think this is a seltzer that you have on a day that you have a good cold.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? At least he said this is a seltzer you have.
Yeah.
So
no, that's a step up. I'm a fan.
I guess it's a three.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, yeah, threes have it.
Mike wanted to give it a five.
And number E is going to be...
Oh, this is going to be interesting, I have a feeling.
Founders. The Moss Agave Strawberry Premium Hard Seltzer.
Yep. Come on, Dave. Yeah. Applause, man. I got the fruit.
That's all you get. All you get.
110 calories. Yep.
I didn't know Founders was making seltzer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess everybody is, right?
Got to.
Yep. 110 calories, 4.5% ABV.
I feel myself getting skinnier with
Before this, their Moss Agave, they've also done Gozas.
Mm-hmm. And those were great.
Those are pretty good. Yeah. There's like a grapefruit and then maybe a lime one or something. But I thought that was interesting that they're sticking with the Moss Agave sort of theme and taking it into their hard seltzer. So that's well done by Founders.
Okay, next.
Yeah, I think that was definitely picnic worthy.
But best so far.
Yeah. All right, okay. Number F.
This smells like cider to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's kind of, which, you know, when you when you ferment, like, you know, like pure cane sugar, it can give sort of a cidery smell.
It's very faint.
It's like a, I think it's also a little bit of cherry in there.
Yeah.
A little bit of garbage in there.
Actually, I think this one's pretty decent. It's
really, it just tastes like, I don't know.
The flavor off this is incredibly diminished.
Yeah, but it's
subtle, right? Yeah. It's subtle, but everything about it is subtle.
I think so. That's why I like it. Mm-hmm. It's not overly sweet. No. It's the fruit is subtle. It's kind of a balanced. Everything's kind of there that you want, but not too much.
Yeah,
it's like super legit, and whatever's in it, it's got to be good.
You know, I had a friend one time that she really loved. She called it a cherry soda, and I literally would take fresh cherries. And I would just slightly muddle them and top it off with some club soda and
call it a day.
She was just completely, you know, over the moon with that every time. And I was like, okay, whatever. This is it. This reminds me of that.
So there's a problem I have with the story you just told. I believe you started it with a friend. That you have a friend. I'm fairly certain. Never mind, I'm just going to move on.
Well, you know, anybody can be bought, so it was like $23 a session, you know.
Oh, that kind of friend. Well.
Wow.
No, we were we were sipping beverages together.
Yeah, you know? Okay, sure. You know, I hear they'll do whatever you want as long as you pay the hourly rate.
The $23.
$23. Which, you know.
Get you 5 minutes.
$23 an hour is You're not going top shelf.
Wow.
You should probably.
What's the first rule of getting out of the hole? Stop digging. That's it.
You should probably get checked out.
Yeah. In fact, all my tests came back clean. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Your hand smelled like cherry, but you're good.
Oh. So her name was Cherry.
Yeah, this is. This is very subtle, watered down. I don't really find a whole lot.
It's interesting that you
throw some cherries
you raise a rating if it's not offensive. You're like, well, there's nothing here that really bothers me.
I mean, you know, practically it's water.
So
what are you doing?
You're doing that? We win.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We're giving this one a 3.
Wow.
The power of Kindle.
Yes.
So basically, if you find something that's not offensive, you're giving it a 3. Is that basically?
That's basically it. Yeah.
Mike will never get a 3.
So.
Ooh.
Yeah. This is the interesting that you say cherry because this is cranberry lime.
Ooh. Wow.
But this is the Smirnoff cranberry lime. Premium malt beverage with
which is not flavors. A seltzer.
This is one of our top ones from 2018.
It says spiked hard seltzer on the top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a 3 in 2018. It's held up. This is the only one that's held up.
Hey.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Oh, this was an original can from the, you didn't.
Yeah. No, it's just been sitting out in the garage for 3 years. Yeah.
So maybe that's why.
They age well.
Yeah. So yeah, they don't age well.
It's vintage. No, this is a new one. Okay. Stop it.
4.5% ABV and 90 calories.
Looking forward to some barrel aged blackberry cider.
Yeah. Or there
blackberry
you go.
Seltzer. Yeah.
Ooh.
Barrel aged seltzer. It's nice. Gotta be a thing.
So it's coming.
I wanted to ask you guys about that because, you know, now the new thing in seltzer is higher ABV seltzer.
Yeah.
Like White Claw has Surge, which is like 8%.
Yeah. It's a bad idea.
So like people wanted seltzers because they wanted low calorie. Low ABV, and they wanted something that had low calories and wouldn't make you put on weight. So now everybody's drinking seltzer. You're not getting drunk, and so you want more alcohol.
Look, people, step right up to the microphone. Go ahead, lean into the speaker. Let me help you out. Go to the aisle that says vodka. Look at the very bottom to everything that is under $10. Pick up one of those. walk over to the aisle where there's this thing that says tonic and get the thing that says diet tonic and walk up to the cash register and buy the vodka and the tonic, and you'll be way ahead on your path of being, you know, wherever you're trying to get to. Because
you get a couple of limes, cut them up, drop them in.
You could drink like 40 of these and not even be halfway to a moment of great happiness.
Yeah.
And the thing is that will even have fewer calories in it. So there you go.
Here's the problem, Mike, is that would require effort. You actually have to open the bottles.
What's that?
Yeah, but this together. Is a White Claw weekend, man. Yeah. So, you know.
And it's got to be in the can.
The girls and I were just, you know, can't have no fun without the claws.
Well, you know, like when girls get together, the claws come out.
Yeah, if you want to go for a flavor, get the strawberry flavored vodka.
Okay? All right, moving on. Let's go to G. Cake.
Number G. G for golly.
Oh my god, this is like grape soda. This is just nasty. Oh my god, Kendall's face is just hilarious. Like, please stop.
What's that after?
That is a quite after. The aftertaste.
Mm. Oh my gosh,
it almost is like it tastes like it's burning the skin inside my mouth. And that's what I'm tasting.
That's my Kindle. This is like a really bad piece of Juicy Fruit
grape. Is this our first five?
Yeah, that's what this is.
Oh, yeah.
Juicy Fruit grape gum.
Yep.
We can't. Okay, legally, we cannot go below a one.
So we're going to go one.
Wow. Quick reveal.
So this is short-sighted by Mike. Oh,
White Claw.
This is the White Claw Raspberry, 100 calories, 5% ABV.
Which was a 3 on the previous seltzer.
So White Claw is just not holding up to quality.
Yeah.
We will be back momentarily. It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view. Welcome back, everyone.
I know.
The things we do.
I know, for you guys, for the
Kendall's
viewers.
Face is just priceless. This is one of the few shows I'm like, should have shot a video of this. Sorry, I'm trying to get a cracker, everybody. I don't mean to.
Mike's trying to wash his mouth out with crackers.
So, ladies and gents, thanks for holding on and hanging out with us. We are in the summer of questionable decisions. And this episode is rather questionable. We are doing Hard Seltzer 2.0. And we are now on H.
We're in advance. Horrible bad decision.
Is this just water with Alka-Seltzer in it?
Oh.
It's a lot of very minerally.
Yeah.
A lot of get that, you know, carbonic acid carbonation by.
So I'm going to tell you guys, I mixed some macros and some craft. I think you already said that. I'm going to say this is one of the craft ones. I'm probably wrong, but
I'm not getting any real fruit. It's just like it's carbonated water with a kick,
with some flavoring you can't pin.
Yeah,
there's a hint of flavor here, but you really, This is odd. You really got to search for it.
You got to look for it.
Oh, it's like a sweet fruit. I'm going to go with pineapple.
he's just looking up.
Oh, he's searching. He's phone. Searching. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lemon.
That's not great.
Really searching like for anything.
Lemon pledge. Lemon.
Lemon pledge.
You know, if you're a fan of seltzer water, okay, if you're a fan of minerality, right, then you're going to dig this because this is very minerally with just the slightest hint of some fruit sort of. I think for people that really enjoy drinking water and enjoying water, they may like this.
I think that.
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
People that drink this one, there should be a requirement that they have to wear a t-shirt or hat that identifies them because their IQ is so low that I want to know how to avoid the people that would make a choice to drink this one.
So you're saying people should have to taste this before they can get a driver's license?
Yes, I agree. That or choose to live in Arkansas. Either yeah. one. So
you would not buy this?
Negative.
But if you chuggle it quickly, you get a bit no, of the flavor.
There is no chuggling. There's no cuveying. There's nothing. In
Kendall, do you have a guess on the fruit?
I think it's lemon.
I'm going to stick with pineapple.
Okay, so what are we rating this? I could go one.
I guess we're going one. I guess we're going one.
Aw.
Please wear a t-shirt if you choose this. I want to see that big, brilliant logo stamped on your forehead. Man,
and I'm doing this by duress because I really love these guys.
Oh, that was absolutely not what I thought it was.
Funky Buddha Premium Hard Seltzer.
Oh, my goodness.
Really?
Brewed
friends
from,
in Miami, please.
Yeah.
Brewed from cane sugar Stop and agave with natural so flavor.
Our friends
added.
In Miami who are now owned by our friends in Denmark.
Yeah. So.
Juicy blood wow. orange flavor.
So
90 calories,
orange.
4.5% ABV.
I was almost there. I said it was a sweet fruit. So
blood orange is a sweet fruit?
Yes.
And I said that it was a craft, so they used to be. So hey, look at me, I'm somebody.
Yeah.
But that was not good. It's
not yeah, good.
No.
What the hell, dude?
All right. Let's move on to I.
I can't believe that I have been tasting all the way to letter I.
Mmm. Hey, now this is kind of interesting.
Wow. Okay, this is a flavor bomb.
Wow.
This has got like fruits and spices.
Mm-hmm.
Herbs and spices.
Is
this KFC?
This is KFC, yeah.
Okay, this has a lot of flavor to it. There's definitely a sour component to it.
Mm-hmm. Almost a Woody character.
It's weird. Like how...
Barrel-aged seltzer.
Hey.
Kendall was asking for it, yeah. So...
I want that t-shirt.
I'm getting the kind of also margarita-ish thing going on.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. I'm going to stick with lime as the predominant fruit here.
Yep.
Lime and ginger? Or not ginger, but...
No, I think you might be onto something. I could go with ginger.
No.
Mike's like, no.
Nah.
Nah.
We don't know. The sweetness would be a lot more pronounced. And this is not a sugar bomb. This is definitely like a watered down margarita mix.
Mm-hmm. It's as smooth as a buttered child.
Wow.
You know what? I don't know that I like this, but it's interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. I can agree with that. I don't know if I'd want a whole can of it, but
it's so, which I think is a good sign overall, because like a lot of these you're like, there's not enough to really like it or hate it or whatever, but this one has actually got something that kind of challenges you, and you taste and you're like, I want to understand more about this.
No, I don't. I just want to know, can I get a real beverage?
You know, I don't know. I think...
Come on, JB, give us
four vodka tonics, hit us with some table knowledge.
No, I am going to hit you with some knowledge because this is...
Uh-oh.
No, I kind of dig this because of the complexity of it. Like, there's something. This isn't just plain old seltzer with a little bit of some sort of juice and calling it a day.
Well, I think the flavoring is natural. I will give them that.
This came from the earth.
Yeah.
The earth.
You know what? I would actually do that.
I'm going a solid. We're going to rate this a 3. But I think this is a good solid 3.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Could have been a 4. If we had a fifth host, it would have been a 4. Unless it was someone who doesn't like me.
So. I have to say this is the best of the flight I've had so far.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think you're right.
There's actually something going on with this one.
I'm really impressed because when I knew this one was in the lineup, I was kind of like, well, we'll see how this goes. But for those of you that are into pop culture, there is a family that has some sort of reality show, which I've never really watched, but evidently it's a thing. And it's called the Kardashians, right? And one of the Kardashian daughters or Jenners, whatever, has a makeup line and she's...
Oh, son of a...
And she's baby. With... She was with a dude at some point. I don't know if she still is, but they have a kid, right?
As Kendall I guess. And I look at each other. Where is she going?
I don't like where this is going.
This is not cool. Yeah.
There's a little bit of Caitlyn Jenner in every hand.
Chloe made this seltzer. I am going to barf right here.
So anyways, there's...
Can you taste the Kardashian?
A daughter named Kylie. And Kylie was, I guess, hooking up with the guy... who is a rapper, and his name is Travis Scott.
Oh, yeah. So, I cannot freaking believe.
So Travis Scott came out with a seltzer called Cacti, and this is that.
And it's made with our friends at AB InBev.
Hmm. But it's not bad.
It's agave spiked seltzer. Now, granted, this is a little higher ABV than what we've been tasting before. This is 7% ABV.
So it's going to have a little bit more into it.
Right.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, man, that's not bad. I mean.
No, but this tastes like it almost has like a kind of mezcal wannabe taste to it. Mm-hmm. It's not just agave. So I give him props for having something that's hard seltzer.
I've never heard you insult an entire country in one fell swoop sentence. This is very mezcal-like.
We're now at war with Mexico.
Close.
No, but
let
I
me
mean,
write that down. But this is Juliana from all the mezcal.
But
shows.
You know what? You could use that as a base for a cocktail. 100%.
You could.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you could. You could.
And Mike would drink it. And he would go, well, I don't know. I mean, I think this is a little bit
I would hand it to everybody that can't pronounce Oaxaca correctly. I would hand that to him. So,
you mean Oaxaca?
Uh-huh. Yep, there you go. Have one of these, Dave.
I love me some Oaxaca.
Number G? Stuff. J? Number J.
Number J. Number J.
Let the horrible decision
this
continue. Sounds,
this smells pretty good. Actually smells like something.
Ooh.
Clear.
Don't
color.
Taste like. No. This is the opposite of taste better than it smells.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, because it smelled so. It smelled like it had possibility.
Yeah.
Mm. And then it does not. Yeah.
It smells.
And
like,
we return to the theme. This is horrible.
Wow, that was a really. Thank you, Travis Scott, for that one moment of nice, you know, like, wow, this is interesting. And then it's back to
reality.
Crapola.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there's something weird with that one.
Syrupy garbage.
That's it.
It sounds like
it's not even syrupy.
It sounds like a synthetic, you know, flavoring
synthetic.
Component to it.
Yeah.
Like, they went to Flavor Man and just couldn't. Figure it out.
I think
know?
Someone made this on a 3D printer.
And somebody was in the corner going, do you like this? I like this. We really like this. Now, we weren't in the room when you did that, and you should have said, no, this doesn't have any flavor to it at all.
I'm
this
gonna
tastes like you were licking the side
I'm
of a
gonna
frisbee.
I'm going to say it's a berry or a cherry or...
Just...
Because it's not citrusy.
No.
It's definitely not
no,
citrusy.
No, it's not.
It's not citrusy.
It's not.
It's very sugar laden and definitely a dark fruit like that. Yeah, I'm going to go.
You know what's sad, though, is that I'm almost getting like last runnings out of this.
Yeah, something.
You know
running.
What?
Isn't that bad?
You're going to have the running, right? Last
I'm
runnings.
Feeling, I'm feeling the runs. Come on. You know, if I have to endure another sip of that.
Yep. I believe they call that dysentery. Yeah. We're going to rate this one a 1.
1.
Well, wait till you see this one.
Oh, man. Oh, schnips.
Oh, there we go.
Corona hard seltzer spiked sparkling water cherry. I had such
high hopes for this.
Well, that explains a lot.
Yeah. 4.5% ABV. Ooh. God bless. 90 calories.
Well, you know what? Mm. At least it's got less calories. You know, I mean, that's a thing, right?
I guess.
Something nice. I don't get the whole carryover of branding component to something that has nothing to do with that brand. It's like, you know, why would you call it Bud Light Seltzer? Bud Light is beer. It's like, you know.
Is it, though? Is it, Mike? Is Bud Light really a beer?
I was using air quotes.
Technically.
But the same thing is true with, like, Corona here. You know, it's like, why would you take a beer brand and then label it as something else? I mean, it's like stopping by, come on down to the Corona used car lot.
Do you want to know why, Mike? Because friggin' millennials, okay? They're ruining the friggin' world, and they don't want to drink a real beer. They want to drink something made out of candy or something that's water, and it's got a little bit of alcohol so I can still go running after I drink it.
But yeah, is Corona a beer as much as it's... like an event. Corona is, yeah, is the beach. Corona is, right, you know, Mexican food.
It's cookout. Very it's event specific.
It's the final things alive, baby.
It's like it's more like a brand as opposed to a beverage, like, yeah, a lifestyle.
Yeah. So I think if you're into Corona, that's a not sad for lifestyle. Well, but hold on a second. Like, we are beer lovers, okay, and we're beer connoisseurs, and we like the finer things of beer, right? Corona isn't necessarily that, right? But if you're on a beach and you just want something quick and easy and accessible, Corona is going to be the thing for you, right?
That or like a drunk sorority.
So this is that version of that in seltzer. I mean,
I hear you. I mean, I have,
am I like not? A, am I going like, to drink it? You, no, but
I mean, because I have put away a few Coronas on the beach. Me you too. Know,
right?
I would prefer Pacifico, but you know, sometimes you got to go with what you got.
Yeah. We need Corona vodka. Is that what's next? I mean,
maybe.
Seriously, I don't get the branding decision, you know, of stretching it across something that it's not.
But I guarantee you, though, like there are a lot of people who, like, their buddies drink Corona or they know the Corona brand and they're like, man, I just want to get some, I don't want to drink beer. I want to drink seltzer. Or like the,
this goes with one Corona tattoo.
One person drinks Corona beer and whoever's with them, I'm not saying boyfriend, girlfriend, because I'm not trying to get into all that, but the one person is like, I don't want beer. Well, how about some seltzer? And yeah, that's why they do it.
And this K is where they go. Okay. Right. K it is. K is pink. K is cute.
Strawberry?
Yeah. Yep, that was my first reaction.
Wow. It's another like strawberry soda.
I'm still saying there's lime in it.
Ooh. Yeah, there's some citrus thing hidden under this.
Strawberry lime. I can see that.
But it tastes, it's powdery.
It's like a lemonade, strawberry lemonade.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's where I'm going to go.
Yep. I can see that.
Strawberry lemonade.
But it, like, made with powder, like you said, like powdered lemonade.
Country
like,
time.
It's country time in a hard seltzer.
There you go.
That's ooh, it. Yeah.
That's next. It. That's country that's time it. Hard seltzer. Now
that's good branding.
Okay.
What are we doing? I'm saying that.
I'm going to stick
yeah,
with
this is a one.
Okay. Last one. Pound it.
This one is the Fruit Smash Hard Seltzer. Huh. Pink lemonade, right?
Hey, how about that?
There you go.
Guess where it's from. Guess where it's from. New Belgium.
Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The last one.
Try again.
That's not bad. That's just water. That's just seltzer. That's what I think.
But is it bad?
There's a little fruit.
I think it's just seltzer.
Yeah.
You know, this is almost
grape.
This is almost tolerable, though.
Yeah.
I'll take the just seltzer.
What would you guys rate that?
That was refreshing.
It was refreshing. Do you really want to know what this one is?
It's just seltzer.
All right, what are we rating it? A 3 or 2?
2? 3? 3. Yeah. We're rating it a 3. Black Raspberry La Croix. With 0.5 ounce of 195 proof pure grain alcohol.
That explains a lot.
That's my homemade hard seltzer.
Ladies and gents, thank you so much for going on this roller coaster ride of hard seltzers with us. We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap,
tap. Tap that subscribe button. It's the easiest way, and the easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, or Uncle Larry, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes.
We love your feedback, and you can reach us online at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com.
Our daily tasting notes flow out on Twitter every day at @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
the millions
of other fans on those social media platforms.
Do us a favor and take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a great big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Dave sucks.
He does.
Good of luck, Kendall. Thanks for being with us.
It was a pleasure. It was more interesting than I thought it would be.
Please tell us about your blog.
My beautiful wife and I blog about the good news of good beer at beermix3.com.
Good of my Mike, how's the surfer dude in you?
I want my money back on this event. Hey, come back. Join us for another exciting episode of Sip Suds and Smokes, which is not this one. I'll ask you to keep on sipping.
Good of boy, Dave.
My stomach hurts.
This is good old gal Jane Leanna. This summer of questionable decisions is off to a great start. Keep on juggling, folks, and catch you next time.
Dave does suck.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.